This is 89.1 KMUW NPR for Wichita. There have always been Americans worried about some pending religious, social, or natural cataclysm, but the business of catering to those fears and helping people prepare to survive the next big calamity, that business has changed dramatically. From KCUR, Frank Morris went underground to find out how doomsday prepping has morphed in the age of Trump.
In 3/4 of a mile, turn right onto US 81 North.
I've been driving for hours toward a semi-secret location in the very center of the United States, north central Kansas. A guy named Larry Hall has built a luxury condo in a nuclear missile silo. What you see from the road looks like a grassy mound surrounded by barbed wire, with a couple of armored vehicles and a guard box.
Morning, Frank. You got any weapons or anything?
I don't.
In your vehicle? No weapons, no
A massive concrete entrance frames big, heavy steel blast doors. This is Larry Hall's survival shelter, an old Atlas missile silo where 70 or so people may ride out the apocalypse.
Those are 3 nuclear, biological, and chemical air filtration units. We filter every known pathogen to man, including things like weaponized nerve gas.
This place has 5 sources of electricity, 5 years' worth of food, and a secure filtered well. Some of the walls are 9 feet thick, and it sinks 200 feet into the prairie. But it is not austere.
You'll tell the difference as soon as we open this door. Welcome to Florida.
Walking through a hatch into a warm, humid room painted to look like a beach, and there's a 75-foot-long saltwater pool.
We've got a waterfall. We got a water slide. We got rocks. I mean, this is a resort-style pool in an underground nuclear-hardened bunker.
The 12 apartments here are just as nice, all decked out with virtual windows, walk-in closets, and high-end appliances. The units sell for up to $3 million a pop, plus $5,000 a month, and they're all gone.
It's full. It's sold out. Yeah, this place is sold out. It's been sold out.
Now Hall's filling up a second survival bunker, one 3 times this size, as his client base expands.
Yeah, I would say back in the original time when we were building these, there were more Republicans that were fearful of, you know, the presidency. And in the last year and a half, there's been a switch.
A switch, that is, to more liberal people. Those worried primarily about war and societal collapse under President Trump, or about climate change. And despite all the pessimism and interest in dystopian fiction these days, Hall says that actually taking steps to survive real calamity can be a tough transition for progressives.
I've had A-list Hollywood people call me. Yeah, I can't tell you who said this, but the quote was, "In Hollywood, it's easier to come out and join the LGBT community and say that you're gay than it is to come out and say you're a prepper. You just don't do it. People will ridicule you and pick on you."
But the stigma of spending time and money prepping for some nightmarish future may be fading. Glitchy scenes of mayhem and destruction flash in this video advertising a survival shelter company run by Robert Vecino.
It has gone from, oh my God, to mainstream.
Vecino says his business is up dramatically over the last year. He's catering primarily to a more middle-class customer.
We're not trying to build the Ritz. It's really all about survival.
Vecino's developing 575 World War II-era munitions storage bunkers on a sprawling site in South Dakota. $25,000 will get you into a bare concrete bunker. He's also converting a massive underground Cold War weapons storage facility in Eastern Europe. He had planned an even bigger shelter in Atchison, Kansas. It was going to be in a limestone mine, one where the Army once stored equipment. A year into the project, though, Vecino asked an Army geologist why the stone ceilings kept doming out, you know, dropping huge rocks.
He said, well, there's a reason the Army pulled out of there. This thing is unstable.
The moral here is that just because the military used it doesn't mean it's safe. Many old missile sites, for instance, are contaminated. Getting a clean, stable facility takes some expertise.
Exercise and spa level.
Back down in Larry Hall's underground condo, he's talking excitedly about the next project going in. He won't say where, but responding to consumer demand, it's going to be even fancier.
There were a lot of toys that the people wanted to add. And the new one, you know, we had a golf simulator. There's a big golf simulator. There's a bowling alley. They've wanted to make the shooting range bigger. They wanted the movie theater bigger.
Hall is a busy guy.
The goal is to get the next one built and the next one built and the next one built.
It's a business plan that banks on sustained anxiety, which in the current political climate seems pretty safe bet. I'm Frank Morris.